following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up when you do.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday, the next to last day of May. And we're here for the next hour talking a little bit of football, talking a little bit of softball, talking a little bit of baseball. And, of course, don't forget the National Spelling Bee. That's underway today. We've got the NBA basketball playoffs continue tonight with Game 5 between the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers. What do you think? I mean, seriously, what do you think? Let me see the results of our Midtown Mart poll question from yesterday. I'm curious to see what the vote is. I think logically you have to pick the Heat, but fans want to pick the Pacers. So we'll see how that all plays out. Our Midtown Mart cooler question yesterday was, which team will win the Pacers Heat Eastern Conference Final? 46% say the Heat in 7, 38% say the Pacers in 7. Again, you really think Indiana is going to win a Game 7 in Miami? Is that what you're telling me? 15% said the Heat in 6, and that was my vote. The Heat in 6, and we'll see who wins it tonight. Huge game. Indiana wins tonight. As Pacers coach said, they got to win one in Miami no matter what and count on winning one in Indianapolis. By the way, what's his name? Vogel? Coach Vogel, is that right? I saw this morning. He made an appearance on Stupid Human Tricks on David Letterman. If anybody hadn't seen that, they're showing it on ESPN all day today. He spun a basketball while brushing his teeth, and he spun the basketball on the end of his toothbrush while brushing his teeth. Stupid Human Tricks. Obviously 20 plus years ago when Letterman was still back on NBC. So there you go. But anyway, our Midtown Mark cooler question, you say the Heat in 7, slightly over the Pacers in 7. Today, our poll question, which team will win the Stanley Cup? The Bruins, do you have our bracket out there, Jeffrey, from who we picked in the NHL?
Well, I do, but you weren't here, actually. It was Randy and Shay. They were the hosts that day.
Oh, I picked.
You did?
I picked.
Let's go find it.
Obviously. I think I had Chicago and Boston. Is that possible? Chicago and Boston in the finals. But who will win the Stanley Cup? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Boston Bruins, Pittsburgh Penguins, Chicago Blackhawks, or the defending champ LA Kings. Can they repeat? Which team will win the Stanley Cup? You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, in fact, in our next segment, we believe, this is kind of a little shifty time for today, is Waverly head football coach Mike Johnson. He is the head coach of the North team in the Shrine Bowl. It is media day, and would have loved to have been there, but doing the show would have been impossible from a Shrine camp. We will get to do a show again from eight-man camp. That's just a couple of weeks away. So you got the Shrine Bowl for football this week, Shrine Soccer in Hastings next week. Then you've got the eight-man All-Star game the following week. So we are looking to continue to cover all of that, plus many, many All-Star games. You've got the Mike Trader Hastings basketball All-Star game this Saturday. You've got the so many. We're going to get to them. You've got the Hastings Trib Volleyball Classic that is going to be coming up in a couple of weeks that will be at Hastings College, so we're looking forward to that. We've got the New West All-Star Classic, which has been in Minden for the Nebraska Kidney Association. That is coming up next week on June the 7th and the 8th with the volleyball and the basketball for the Twin Valley, the Fort Kearney Southwest, and the Lou Platt Conference. So that's coming up next week. So there's always plenty to do, plenty going on when it comes to what we've got going on in Central Nebraska. We've got Shrine Bowl tickets to give away. We're going to give some away today, sponsored by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, here for a caller on the Doug and Daddy Show. But during the show, if you make a post to our Facebook page, we will be giving away tickets in just the next hour while the Doug and Daddy Show is on. And if you're not a member of our Facebook community, it's ESPN Superstation. That'll get you to Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Like us. Put a comment up there. Talk about Nebraska softball. Make your pick for the College World Series. Give me a highlight for the Shrine Bowl. And we'll be giving away some tickets at the end of the show to all of those that make a post, or some of those that make a post on our Facebook page here today. So do that if you'd like to go to the Shrine Bowl. Hopefully a great crowd on Saturday. And it looks like the weather is going to be just short of jacket weather. The talking temperatures in the mid to upper 60s for highs, which will be perfect for the football players. And, of course, you can hear the game on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Our pregame will be at 1:30, and kickoff will be slightly after 2 o'clock on Saturday. The Nebraska softball team is underway in the Women's College World Series. The game is on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, but keep it here for the Doug and Daddy Show, and we will keep you updated on what's going on with the Huskers as they are taking on Washington, their third consecutive Pac-12 opponent. If you would like to reach us on the show, you can call 888-455-ESPN. That's the number you'll need to win Shrine tickets later on, 888-455-3776. Always appreciate your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Really looking forward to the college baseball postseason beginning tomorrow. I think there's some really, really intriguing matchups out there, and we've been talking about that the last couple of days here on the show with our special guest Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald and Phil Stanton from College Baseball Insider. I think there's going to be some really cool matchups, and we'll keep you up to date on that. And this is a fun time of the season. You get to see some teams that you've always rooted for, and you get to see some new teams like the Stony Brooks and the Kent States of last year. We were talking about the Shrine football. The Shrine soccer rosters are out, and next week, in the boys, Michael Sad of Hastings, Eric Tenagero of Lexington, of course, Carney's Gabe Ojanel and Quincy Bennett, Luke Venegas and Quinn Stoltz of Grand Island, Taylor Hayes of Central Catholic, Austin Anderson of Northwest are among the boys. Playing for the girls, Courtney Hayden of Kearney, Bradley Grosskreitz of Kearney Catholic, Emma Keel of Hastings, Jordan Heft of Holdridge, and Stephanie Navoa of Lexington. Plus, there's plenty of baseball going on tonight. Most of the action in the area, of course, was rained out yesterday. Just, this is one of those weeks. A lot of weird stuff has happened history-wise in this week, and we may get into that a little bit later on, so be safe while you're out there. But Kearney Little Caesars is scheduled to host Edgar Seniors tonight. Hastings 5 points scheduled to go to Central City, and Hastings Runs are scheduled to go to York tonight. And, of course, York getting all of that weather last night. A lot of the state doing that, but they had the tornadoes. You got the landmark there with the hot air balloon, the York landmark right there on the interstate, the hot air balloon, and you've got the tornado right in the background. And if you're on social media or have been seeing pictures at all, you know exactly what we are talking about. So hopefully we can get a reprieve from that. It's absolutely perfect out there right now, and hopefully it stays that way. Nebraska's got a little something going here in the first inning of the Women's College World Series, 2-1 and 1 out. And folks, don't forget, you can watch that game. You can watch all the games in the College World Series for the women, and you can watch all the baseball, watch the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, the hockey. What a great game 7 it was last night going to overtime. Do it at Cunningham's. They've got happy hour. The courtyard's open, which is just, they've been waiting so long. There's live entertainment out in the courtyard. You enjoy your favorite beverage. You kick back. You enjoy some music. You get a shrimp skewer or whatever you want to eat off the menu and just relax out in the courtyard. You can stay inside if it gets real hot. They've got the air conditioning and all the TVs to watch your favorite sporting events. And you can get anything you want off the menu, whether it's a great burger, whether it's a skewer, whether it's a pizza, whether it's a salad, maybe just the journal bites, whatever you need. It's there at Cunningham's. And don't forget, if you've got that cell phone out, you can save a little money, pick it up, and text Ham's Offer. That's Ham's Offer in the text box. And then take that to the number 90210, and you'll receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up today. So live it up a little bit at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard, for lunch, weekend entertainment, or just a good time with friends, family, and coworkers, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. And we will be back with more, including a chat with Waverly football coach Mike Johnson from the Shrine Bowl right after this.
Nebraska's top graduating senior high school football players from the North and South meet Saturday for the 55th time. This year, for the first time in Kearney, at the Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the UNK campus. Follow the action on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with a 1:45 pregame and 2 p.m. kickoff. Broadcast presented by Kappa, taking pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. The Shrine Bowl, Saturday. Also streaming live statewide on your smartphone and Classic Hits 98.9.com.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp, ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com. Great site. Like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games. Personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity. Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance, whether you'll want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me.
Well, it breaks in the clouds at times throughout today with scattered showers and storms. West winds will be breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Then we could see showers and storms through the evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 64.
It's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend. Baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With you on today's program, giving you a chance to win tickets to the Shrine Bowl a little bit later on in the program. And don't forget, Facebook is during the program. We'll be giving away tickets that way as well. You don't even have to know anything. You just got to post on Facebook, and we'll be picking out some winners at the end of the show for that as well. Nebraska softball on the board at the Women's College World Series as they get a sacrifice fly in the top of the first, and they lead it by a score of 1-0 over Washington. Plus, oh, so many other great things going on. You just got to do it. This spelling bee random moment.
Sal Sugenus.
Sal Sugenus. Definition, please.
Sal Sugenus. Salsuginous is an adjective meaning of, relating to, or being a plant that grows naturally in soils having a high content of various salts. Used of a verb form or aspect, meaning expressing action as single in its occurrence without repetition or continuation. Formed of various materials in no fixed order or arrangement. Made of rich yeast leavened dough that is rolled up like a jelly roll and cut into crosswise slices.
S-A-L-S-U-G-I-N-O-U-S. Salsuginous.
Yeah, National Spelling Bee going on today. Scripps Spelling Bee going on, of course, in the nation's capital. Wow, what a deal that would be. I think we all remember being in spelling bees as youngster and having a hard time just competing at your own elementary school. These kids are unbelievably smart and on their way to national fame tonight if they can spell just a few words right at the National Spelling Bee. So looking forward to that as well. Talk about that a little bit as well. Don't forget, Game 5, Indiana-Miami tonight here on ESPN Radio. We'll get our coverage underway at 6:30 and tip off shortly after 7:30. Pivotal Game 5 as they are even at 2 apiece. So there you go. Coming up in a little bit, we will be talking with Mike Johnson, the head coach at Waverly High School, who is also the head coach of the North team in the Shrine Bowl. A couple of other things I wanted to tell you about as we move along on this Thursday program. Sean Callahan will join us tomorrow on the program for our TNL Husker recruiting update. We will also be talking a lot about these kids that are in the Shrine Bowl from his perspective. He can give us a little something different than what the coaches do and what the folks that cover them on a daily basis, maybe more from a college perspective, and what is going on with these young men that are going on to college, what they were like in high school, where some of them will be headed. So we'll be talking tomorrow, of course, on the Doug and Daddy Show with Sean Callahan, among our guests for the Shrine Bowl and our TNL Husker recruiting update. David Garrard, he's officially retired after being placed on the reserve retired list by the New York Jets. 35-year-old was signed in March, was expected to provide competition at the quarterback spot for both Mark Sanchez and Geno Smith. So I guess now a blind mouse has been signed to compete for the job with the New York Jets. Little fines from the last game. Miami's LeBron James, Indiana's David West, and Lance Stevenson fined $5,000 by the NBA for the anti-flopping policy. They throw that $5,000 around like it's absolutely, positively nothing for a flop. It's a big boy's game, apparently, when they take care of those things. So There we go. You know what? Something else we haven't really talked about here much on the program is that the Belmont's Takes is going to be coming up, and nobody's talking about it. After they could not get the same horse to win the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness because Oxbow came in and took care of business, will we have much interest in the Belmont, which is just around the corner and which, of course, will air right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. So we'll find out if anybody cares about the Belmont, and, of course, we'll talk with some of our friends as well. Jack Sock, he is going to be competing, if they can. There's been a little bit of a delay today at the French Open, but he's got his match with 12th seed Tommy Haas. They have yet to begin that, and, of course, when you take a look at the time that it is over there in France, which is approximately 6:30 right about now, 6:20, if they even get that match going today, it probably will not finish. So don't expect Jack Sock, unless it goes way too quick, to get his match in today against Tommy Haas. But Novak Djokovic does move along with an easy win today. 6-2, 6-love, and 6-2 is his victory today. Time now for another Doug and Daddy Spelling Bee moment.
Agio.
Agio. A-G-O. R. N. I. T. H. O. R. H. O. R. N. O.
Damn, that's a long word.
H. I. T. H. Y. N. C. H. S. C. H. E. F. F. L-E-R-A-G-I-O.
You heard the judges. Yes. That's all he needed to hear. Yes.
That's a long word. Can you spell that, Jeff?
No, sir.
You ever spelling bee champion?
No, I think I entered one in like third grade and like was 18th out of my class of 20. So.
Ugh. What word did you fall out on? Cat?
It was colonel. You know, like the... Like
Colonel of Corn or the Colonel in the Army?
Colonel in the Army, and I got stuck thinking Colonel of Corn, so I was quickly eliminated because I went with Colonel of Corn.
Because you're just too intelligent?
I didn't do what you're supposed to do and ask for the definition or the country of origin. I just went, oh, I know this. K.
What? What do you mean? I live in O'Neill. I know what corn is. I know what a Colonel of Corn is. We don't have KFC here. Give me a break. Do you ever have to spell the word gavel?
Nope.
Yeah.
Any Ord champion, Ord Spelling Bee championships for you, Doug?
You know, I don't remember if I actually won it or not. I know I was in the final two in one of them. I do distinctly remember that. I'm pretty sure I got second because I don't remember moving on in Spelling Bee competition. You know how it is. They always want the girls to win.
Yeah.
That's the way I always thought.
I made it to the finals of the sixth grade geography championships.
Well, we didn't even have that. That wasn't a big thing yet. And they now have that, the Geography Bee. You'll see it on educational television usually. Alex Trebek hosting that. So interesting. But you were the champ of that?
What? No, I was runner-up. I made it. And then the kid that actually beat me ends up going to, I think he went to like Virginia or Washington, D.C. and ended up, you know, seeing Trebek and those guys. So, you know, I was this close, Doug.
I know how you feel. I was that close at the Ord Open this weekend, first major of the year, down in the books. Congratulations to Devin Kassler, winner of the Cup. He is, of course, now assistant pro out at the Kearney Country Club, but he goes up and wins the first major of the year, second time that he has done that, and obviously the highlight of his year. Nothing to do with marriage or, you know, anything else, but that's it. You win that. That's the top of the list.
Speaking of marriage, congratulations to my best friend, Matt. He's getting married on Saturday. I know Jake Spitzelberger. We've had him on the show. He's getting married as well. And then Spencer, former co-host.
Yeah, boy, rough weekend, guys. Be careful out there. Congratulations, ladies. Yeah, I got to see Spencer yesterday for just a couple of brief minutes. He seemed in great spirits, and the future Mrs. Schubert seemed a little nervous. And Nebraska has just given up a home run in the College World Series to fall behind Caitlin Inglesby, her 12th of the year, and it's a two-run shot. So Nebraska is behind 2-1 in the first inning at the Women's College World Series. Andy from Midway going to chat with us here in just a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then we're going to head to North Camp for Mike Johnson, the head football coach at Waverly and the North Shrine Bowl this year. But as we get ready to talk to Andy here, let's give away some Shrine Bowl tickets. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll take callers 4 and 5. If you would like some Shrine Bowl tickets, we'll give you a family pack of 4. So call now at 888-455-3776. Andy from Midway with us here in the Doug and Daddy Studios. Where did May go? Memorial Day. We talked about it last week. You got to spend a little time with your family and friends and then come right back at it and get ready for June. But busy time. We've had our whole day off. Now it's time to get back after it.
Yeah, it just seems like this month is, you know, May is always a transition month. That's the best way I think you can describe it, between people getting out of school, you know, family vacation starting. I mean, heck, I guess a lot of these kids, I was talking to some parents, they've been playing baseball for a couple months already. Usually you think this is when baseball starts. And
let's get those families in some vehicles, man.
Absolutely. That's the name of the game right now. And we have some fantastic deals going on right now, especially down at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram facility down there. What we have is we're actually doing the double saving sales event. Folks, 1.9% financing with approved credit on all brand new vehicles. Now, here's the great part. You can actually go ahead and get the 1.9% money, and at the same time, you can still go ahead and get the big, huge sales discounts. And here's what I mean by that. 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, Ram 1500 Light Duty. With your trade-in assistance cash, you can qualify for up to $9,000 off select Ram models out there. And the best part is you can get $9,000 $1,000 off and get the 1.9% financing with approved credit. Folks, this is something that this is not going to be around for a long – I mean, this isn't going to be around for that much longer at all. And I know for a lot of people out there that were, you know, privy to the last 20, 30 years in the financial sector, I mean, there's a lot of people that still remember back in the 80s you were paying 15% interest when you wanted to go ahead and get an auto loan or any type of loan. What's amazing right now is the reason that the new car industry and that the, you know, just a lot of industries in general are doing so well is because of these low interest rates that the feds are putting out there. And I'll tell you what, folks, we can sit here and we can complain about this and that and this and that, but anytime somebody wants to go ahead and give you money for, you know, pennies on the dollar, you know what, don't sit there and talk about it. Go out and take advantage of it. And, you know, we got 15 different lenders down at Midway, and we can go ahead and get you hooked up with the best one that's going to fit you, your credit, and the vehicle. So just give us a shot. We want to go ahead and get you that 1.9% money, and we want to help you save a ton of money off the top.
Well, folks, go down and see them today. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. As always, great website where you can see their entire inventory. Check out the deals. Maybe you just need to get into the shop, get some things worked on as well. You can find that under their service tab on the website at thinkmidway.com. Andy, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Hey, see you, buddy.
And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Right now at the Home Depot, an exclusive Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set is a special buy. Just $39.88. Ratchets, sockets, and bits you can count on forever, because that's how long they're guaranteed to last. Having the right tool for the job forever starts with a Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, it's Mike from DollarShaveClub.com. Father's Day is here. This is the guy who taught you to shave, taught you to drive, didn't rat about those magazines under your bed. And you're going to get him another necktie? A tie is for a boss you hate. Get him a DollarShaveClub.com gift card. He can use it on any of our awesome products, like our amazing razors and Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter. This Father's Day, give him the gift of never having to go to the store for overpriced razors again. Shave time, shave money, Dollar Shave Club.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A lot of breaks in the clouds at times throughout today with scattered showers and storms. West winds will be breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Then we could see showers and storms through the evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 66.
I didn't even know you knew this song existed, producer Jeffrey. Shriners Convention. You were just looking at anything Shrine, weren't you?
Google, man.
That is awesome. This is awesome. 5 minutes of pure joy from Ray Stevens, and it's going to be about 3.5 hours, we hope, of pure joy this Saturday at Foster Field here in Kearney, and we want to congratulate kind of an oddity. two different Scots from Kearney are our winners of the Shrine Bowl tickets given away during the break. We've got quite a few folks signed up during the show on Facebook. Continue to sign up on Facebook. Just give us a little post. We'll be picking out two or three names for Shrine tickets for this Saturday's game heard on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's talk with the head football coach at Waverly High School, the Vikings, with this last week. He's been taking care of the North All-Stars, and he's at Media Day today, and it's Mike Johnson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, thanks so much for the time. How you doing?
You bet. I'm sorry I had to delay a little bit. Coach Tony Veland was in and giving us a pep talk right when we called.
What did he have to say?
Oh, you know what? I tell you what, he got our kids all fired up and excited. It was just really good to see Tony. It was really special for the kids.
Well, obviously, some of these kids, we're going to know their names in the future, some of them very shortly at the collegiate level, and some of them, obviously, we have known for quite some time at the high school level. Let's start with the basics, Mike. How has camp went to this point for your North team?
You know, we've had a great camp. You know, as a coach, you never have enough time, but we've used our time well. Our kids have really done what we've asked them to do, and we feel like we are as ready as we can be.
Yesterday, you guys made the trip to the Shriners Hospital, which always seems to change the mood and the atmosphere. I mean, those guys are chewing dirt for the first half of practices. Then they make the trip to the Shriners Hospital. Can you tell anything different? How'd things go yesterday?
You know, it was a fantastic trip. We went to St. Louis, and what the Shriners do is nothing short of miraculous. And I was really, really proud of our kids and how they responded to their kids. It was just a great program. The people there were unbelievably, you know, welcoming, and our kids are kids of great character, and they did a fantastic job.
Mike Johnson of Waverly, head coach of the North for this year's Shrine Bowl. Obviously, for the folks that don't know, to be a head coach, you've had to have been an assistant in the past at the Shrine Bowl, so you've made the trip before. Can you explain to me and the listeners out there maybe what the emotions were like yesterday as opposed to the first time, and maybe how things have changed over the years?
You know, I really enjoyed it more because I knew what to expect, and I knew what the expressions of the kids were going to be like, and I had a good idea of what was going to happen. And so I was more relaxed, and I really got to enjoy the response of the kids and their kids and our kids, and it was just pretty special.
Well, talking, Mike, let's get to a little bit of football now. Talking with some of the coaches, including Coach Carlin, he says, boy, this North team is just made up for what you like to do. You put Akri back there, you put a whole bunch of running backs, and off you go. Is that true?
That's very true. You know, Akri is made for the things that we like to do, and our other quarterback, Zach Martin, allows us to really diversify what we do. So we're going to do obviously some option stuff, and we're going to do some things that really fit Zach as well.
Talk about some of the kids that you are just so looking forward before you came to camp to coach, and I'm sure you're going, yep, they're exactly what I thought they'd be.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody is disappointed in any way, shape, or form. You know, there's some obvious kids that just amazed us on film before, and then when we got here, we weren't disappointed at all. DeLuca from Miller North is special. He's a great kid and a great linebacker. The Baja, the kid from Howells, is Howells Dodge, excuse me, is a definite Division I kid, and he does a great job. The sales kid, he's going from to Ohio, just does a fantastic job. So we have some kids that everybody knows their name that have just done tremendous. But we had a kid. We got a 190-pound guard out of Pierce by the name of Hanlon that is just an unbelievably aggressive, hard-nosed kid. So there's those kids as well that just you just look at him and you say, you know, there's no way he can get her done, and you watch him on film, and he does every single time. And so those are a great joy. You know, obviously he's not going to be an offensive guard at a Division I school, but I'll tell you what, I'll take him.
We're talking with Mike Johnson, head coach of the North for Saturday's Shrine Bowl, and his daily gig is working at Waverly. Let's talk about most of the kids, Mike, from our area always end up on one roster, and then the Grand Island kids end up on the other. So if you could give us some highlights here, we've got Jacob Cornelius from Senior High, you've got Riley Shoemaker from Central Catholic, and then also Devin Kronk from Ord in the listening area. Tell us what you've seen from those guys and what they'll be doing for you on Saturday.
Okay, well, Devin Kronk is exactly what we thought we had in Devin. What an upside, you know. He just has a tremendous first step, and we're going to play Devin at offensive tackle and some tight end. And Devin can get off the ball, and he can make our double tights with Casey Sales at the other tight end pretty intimidating. And he's a pretty special young man. He's done a great job. Cornelius is going to play corner for us, and he does a really good job of coverage and just exactly what Coach Tomlin promised he would do, just this outstanding young man that really understands the game. And then Shoemaker, you know, is playing safety for us, and he's done most of our free safety stuff. And I tell you what, he really is a good football player. So those three kids have just been tremendous.
Mike, when you do an all-star game, you try to get as much talent, obviously, as you possibly can. And then you get into camp and you go, wait a minute, we need somebody to play left tackle. We need another guy to switch over here. Are there any holes on this team at all? Did you have to put some kids where they're not used to playing?
No, you know, we really didn't. We got a couple kids that are going to help us just a little bit two ways to give us some depth both ways. And Trent Austin from Valentine is really, really capable of playing fullback and Mike linebacker. And so that really helps us. And we're going to use him a little both ways. Eddie Key from North Star is just going to be a great offensive guard, and we'll use him at some D-tackled as well. So other than that, I don't think anybody's going to see action on both sides of the ball. It's just we're going to use those guys to gap stop a couple places where we need people.
Last minute here with Mike Johnson, North head coach for this week's Shrine Bowl. Give us your assessment of the South, Coach. Where do you think are their strengths? What are you expecting from Coach Carlin and his bunch?
Well, you know, I think Coach Carlin has done a fantastic job over his career, and there's just no getting around his ability to get a team ready. And so I know they're going to play hard. And I think in a all-star game, that is two-thirds of the battle, you know, and I think we're going to play hard. And so I think it's going to be, you know, a couple anvils butting heads, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think both sides are going to be physical, and I think that the South obviously has some very, very talented skill positions, and we really like ours, too. You know, you guys are going to really get a treat. I don't know whether anybody's seen Nate Rogers out of South Sioux City, but, I tell you what, he's a pretty special wide receiver. You know, everybody's going to like his skill set.
Well, it sounds to me like we're going to have some special guys. The crowd always likes to see some offense. I think we actually will see a little offense this year. And, Mike, we'll let you out of here with this. The biggest change, obviously, this year is that the game had to be moved because of NCAA rules away from Memorial Stadium. It'll be here in Kearney at Foster Field. The teams come up tomorrow. And just kind of your thoughts on how that changes things. I know it's just a football field, but about playing in Kearney and about making another road trip tomorrow.
You know, I think that's going to be exciting for the kids. We get to spend some time in a bus, and I think that's always a little bit of a bonding situation. And you know, for me, we're coming home. You know, that's where I'm from, and so it's kind of neat to go back to really familiar territory for me. So it's a special thing for me, and I love the Kearney area, and you know, that's where I spent my entire life, and so that's where both my families are. And so for me, it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Now, if I've got my story right here, we've been giving away some Shrine tickets on the show this week, Mike. Your brother had to call in to win tickets from us. You couldn't comp him out? You couldn't help him out?
No, I tell you what, he needs to pay. Here, I tell you what, this is a cause, baby. You know, he's got enough money. He can buy his own tickets.
I'm sure he will donate as well. Hey, Mike, I know it's a busy time. We appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you here in Kearney on Saturday.
Hey, thank you. We'll see you later.
Take care. Mike Johnson, outstanding individual and coach at Waverly High School and the head coach for the North All-Stars in this Saturday Shrine game. Looking forward to it. Again, it's one of those things. Admittedly, this will be the first Shrine Bowl that I have called play-by-play-wise. We have covered it, but Mike Will usually does the games from our Hastings side of things, going to Lincoln. And I'm looking forward to it as closer as we get. There's some new nuances with this. Looking forward to the football game. And it is sometimes hard to keep track because they shuttle these kids in, and there are so many good ones out there, and we are looking forward to seeing all of these kids Saturday. And again, folks, the parade is Saturday morning at 10 a.m. There's a lot going on all weekend long. They'll be coming into town tomorrow. Wave, honk the horn, say hi, be friendly as you always are to our visitors and guests that are coming in for the 55th annual Shrine Bowl that is in Kearney for the next couple of years. And bottom line is, if it's a success, it'll probably stay here. And it all starts this weekend when the teams arrive tomorrow. And if I have my stats right, the teams will actually then stay in Kearney next year with all the work that's going on at UNK right now. There was no place to house everybody with all the things that were going on at UNK, if I've got my facts straight on that. So next year, the whole week, we'll be here, and looking forward to that as well. Nebraska trails at the Women's College World Series to Washington 2-1 as they get into the bottom of the second inning. Nebraska giving up a two-run home run in the bottom of the first after scoring on a sac fly in the top of the first inning. More tickets to give away to the Shrine Bowl, so keep it here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Folks, want to let you know that when you are working hard, you're out there, you're taking care of the garden, you're taking care of the flower bed, or you've just put in a hard day at work, you want to relax, and it can be nothing better than setting in something brand new from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whether it is a new living room set, whether it's just relaxing on a new Serta mattress, you are going to get the best out of anything that you ever get, because Bruce Furniture has just the right size, the right style, the right price, of course, which is always important, right color. It's there for you, and they are able to compete with the big chain stores because for the last 36 years, they've continued to grow their business. Stop by. If you've been there before, you have to be happy. You're going to stop by again. If you have not or you're new to the area, stop in at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
You're in your car. The driver next to you thinks he's on a racetrack, but you're cool with that. Because no matter where he zigs and zags, you've been to AutoZone. And you know your Duralast brakes could stop on a dime. So you step on yours and let him go flying past, right into that speed trap up ahead.
Get to AutoZone for Duralast brakes, the official brakes of NASCAR, designed for reliable stops every time. And they are only at AutoZone. Pick up the official brakes of NASCAR today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card, because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. After being completely dominated in Game 3.
Uh-oh, he's done it again.
Roy Hibbert and the Pacers bounce back to tie the series at 2. Now we return to Miami for a critical Game 5.
Hibbert to the glass, laid it in!
Indiana at Miami, Game 5, Thursday night, tipping off at 7:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll have breaks in the clouds at times throughout today with scattered showers and storms. West winds will be breezy with highs in the upper 70s. Then we could see showers and storms through the evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 66.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to
don't you cry no more.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, and don't want you to forget that Olympic volleyball silver medalist Jordan Larson and bobsled gold medalist Kurt Tomasevich will host sports clinics across Nebraska in the month of June between the 24th and 28th. They're part of the LiveWellNebraska.com wellness tour, which will also feature a Cornhusker State Games torch arrival ceremony in each community. Jordan Larson will help local organizers conduct a volleyball-specific clinic, and Tomasevich will focus on a speed and agility clinic designed for all sports. All registered youth between the ages of 5 and 18 receive a clinic shirt, an autographed photo, and other sponsor gifts. You can find out more at NebraskaSportsCouncil.com. NebraskaSportsCouncil.com and get all registered there. The site in Kearney will be the Kearney YMCA Wednesday, June the 26th. The speed and agility will be at the football fields behind the Y. The volleyball will be inside at the Y. And Grand Island, they will be at Grand Island Senior High School on Thursday, June 27th. So Kearney, it's June 26th, and Grand Island, it is June 27th for Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich, so put that on your calendar as well. Randy Bushcutter has slid in here to the Doug and Daddy Show to give me some grief about my hockey knowledge.
Oh, my God. You don't even know what conference Chicago is.
I was right.
Can Chicago and Boston play in the final? Can they? Well, yeah. They're in two different conferences, so, yeah, that works out pretty well. Of course, my hockey knowledge is outstanding, too. I only have one of the final four teams left. I didn't know that the last four Stanley Cup champions were going to be in the final four. I didn't anticipate that because we didn't get our 7 seed upset. We didn't get our 8 seed upset like we always get.
Good knowledge on you.
Yeah.
These are the last four winners?
The last four Stanley Cup winners are the final four teams left in the Stanley Cup finals this year.
I had not realized that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and the fifth team last night, Detroit, won it in 08.
So yeah, the year before. Yeah, so there was only room for four. Otherwise, you know, the final five were all the last five Stanley Cup champions. So, and the playoffs have been great. Chicago, this year's playoffs have been awesome. Who's your team of destiny? Is it the team that trailed 3-1 or the team that trailed by 3 goals in their first round game 7? Which one is your team of destiny? You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me that the teams have been able to kind of battle through some adversity this year.
Has Boston, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but has Boston lost their mojo from the marathon tragedy? I mean, there was so much adrenaline there. A lot of people put their faith behind Boston.
Well, they were down by 3 goals in Game 7 against the hated Canadians, and they came up and won that. I forget
that was Montreal, not the whole country.
Right. Did I say Canada?
Toronto.
You said Canadians, but that's
Toronto. Yeah, it's actually Toronto. But again, they're one of their arch rivals, the original six rivalry there, and I think they've lost a little bit of that momentum. And I thought that Chicago going in was absolutely the best team. They're playing better than anybody else. But right now, the team that's played the best in the Stanley Cup playoffs has been Pittsburgh. And then you got the defending Stanley Cup champions. I mean, I think all four of them have compelling stories, those four teams that are left.
Did you ever win any of your elementary school spelling bees?
Oh, dear God, no.
No? Never did?
No.
Not never?
No, not ever, no.
Well, let's give you a chance to make up here.
Oh, dear God. I was afraid of this. This is why I wanted to be late.
I have the Shrine soccer roster. I'll give you one in your home school. Grosskreutz.
Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz.
Wow.
On to the second round. Okay.
All right. There you go, baby.
Let's go to Grand Island. Lucas Venegas.
Use it in a sentence.
Yeah. Lucas Venegas was a heck of a soccer player.
He still is. It's not like he's passed. Venegas. Venegas.
The correct spelling is Venegas.
I stewed over that.
Now we turn to contestant number two because he's the only other person in the room right now. Producer Jeff, spell Bushcutter.
Oh, man.
I like it. We work together.
Country of origin.
Can I do your last name? B-A-B-L. There you go. All right. There you go, Jeff.
All right. B. Oh, man.
He's red, too.
U. S-C-H-K-O-E-T-T-E-R.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
We have a winner.
Is it actually in here somewhere?
I've spelled that name enough in the last 6 months.
It took a little work there, but we got there. That's impressive.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Wow. So now you move on to the second round, and I'm going to go to some of our local high school athletes that are competing in the Hastings Area All-Star Basketball Game. Let's go to Minden. Elena Boudreau. Spell Boudreau.
B-U.
Ah, gone.
That sounds like the correct answer, Bell. Isn't there a buzzer?
There is no correct answer.
Oh,
when you get it right, they just say right, and you go sit down.
Do you know what amazes me when people...
You hear that, you're dead.
The people that applaud, they hear that, this guy rattled off, I heard coming in, this 46-letter word that he spelled with 17 R's in it, and then the crowd cheers like, yeah, attaboy! It's like, I have no idea if he got it right.
National Spelling Bee moment.
Yes. Tarenticle.
May I have the language of origin, please?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Could you please repeat the meaning?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. May I have the part of speech, please?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Bailey, could you please repeat the word?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. May I have the meaning, please?
This is abuse.
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Could you please repeat the word?
Nope.
Thank you, sir.
That was the spelling bee at Rutgers. Anyway, whoa.
You got rocks being thrown at you there, don't you?
What's going on? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nebraska softball playing in the Women's College World Series. Let's pull up the Facebook page, too, here, Jeffrey, and we'll give away some tickets to the Shrine Bowl. Nebraska is behind 2-1 in the bottom of the third. Washington 2, Nebraska 1. The game is currently airing on our sister station, 1230 a.m., KHAS. Let's just make this fair. You've given me the list, and we'll have Randy pick out numbers between 1 and 10. We'll give away about 3 sets. So you just pick out numbers between 1 and 10.
Well, let's go with football numbers. 7.
Okay.
3.
Okay.
And 10. So I guess that'd be 0.
All right. Well, let's give away tickets to Sean, Valerie, and Jenna. Sean, Valerie, and Jenna were among those that typed up on our Facebook page, and they win tickets to Saturday's Shrine Bowl, which you will be the PA announcer for.
Yeah, and I was amazed to find out you've never done play-by-play on for us on a Shrine Bowl.
No,
I've done more than you have.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Just rare that there's one of those play-by-play things. I've done more than you have.
Apparently, this is a paying gig, so I don't get anything. You know, that's why I don't usually do it. Somebody else does.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm looking forward to it. The Shrine Bowl is always such a wonderful event, and I think it'll be a great environment at UNK. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you going to the parade?
I don't know if I'll make the parade. I don't know if I'll make the parade because
Get candy anymore.
Ever since the pushing down of the small child incident, I've been denied from being able to do that. So our apologies, and we're hoping that she heals soon. But no, I didn't do that. Bad thing is, I feel like I need to explain that I did not do that. There's also a baseball tournament. My son's playing in a baseball tournament, so I think there's a game that I'll try to watch him play in the morning instead of that. So,
well, again, it's all day Saturday. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, so you shouldn't have any hard time finding what's going on in the community of Kearney, America.
Oh, yeah. You know, the duck race and all the events that are going on out at Yanny, and a free concert, and then the fireworks display about 10 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah, there's a lot to do.
There's just so much to talk about on today's Doug and Daddy show. But yesterday in baseball, and by the way, it's just getting worse in Kansas City. And
after such a promising start, too.
Producer Jeff has found us some info here on his Twitter account that the Royals are making some changes. But
the Royals have announced that George Brett and Pedro, excuse me if I get this wrong, Grifol, will assume interim hitting coach and special assignment coaches roles, respectively. So George Brett, interim hitting coach.
It's great. I mean, is he really dedicated to it, though? I mean, he's got a lot.
Is it just a PR move?
Yeah. I don't know. If he is going to day-to-day travel with the team, hitting the cage on the road and all that other stuff, great, because there's not too many guys that ever had a sweeter stroke than George Brett.
Yeah, one of my favorite two baseball players of all time, George Brett, Joe Morgan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A couple of great choices there. And a couple of guys that knew how to play the game, and they played the game. They played the game the right way. They played it hard. They played it clean. And they studied the game. They were both students of the game, like Tony Gwynn was a student of the game, too. But Tony Gwynn, he's managed. He's been a college coach and hasn't really been able to kind of really turn that program around. So sometimes you can be that great player, and you can't necessarily translate that into being a great coach.
Yesterday in Major League Baseball, a couple of big nights, Ryan Zimmerman became the third, and he was the fourth because Chicago Cubs catcher Deonner Navarro both hit three home runs last night, three times a Major League game this season. It's the fourth time that that has happened, and the Cubs actually even won their game.
Wow. Zimmerman lost after hitting a home run to every field. He started in left, went to center, and then went out to right field. So not only was it impressive that he was able to hit three home runs, but he hit with power in all three fields.
Well, let's just give the folks what they want.
Not all folks.
This is the first time. Yeah, I know you're a Reds fan.
Yeah,
but
a little love to the Cubs here, I guess.
I think since they actually won a game, and there's the Royals. I even held out hope that, you know what, as bad as this is, they'll recover. Ain't happening. I'm sorry. It just ain't.
Yeah.
You can't go 4-21.
Well, it just dooms you. You're just doomed. And after such a great start, I mean, they had a really promising start. Became the team that we kind of thought they could be. But and you don't score runs, and you don't play well. You go 4-21 over the span of 25 games.
And just got an email from the Royals. So there you go, which has obviously nothing to do with what's going on the field. It's some kind of promotional deal. So there you go. Kansas City, 21-29. So they're 4-19 in their last 23 games.
Yeah. And again, like I say, they played pretty darn well to start the season, and now hopefully they can get that form back, and then you start looking at next year because, again, they're too far behind unless they flip it and have that same kind of hot streak as they've had the cold streak to get right back to 500.
Well, that's going to wrap up our Doug and Daddy show for today. Again, folks, don't forget, if you're not signed up for UNK's Blue Gold, just a couple of spots remain. Contact the Loper Athletic Office for Monday's event, their biggest scholarship fundraiser for all of the programs, and that is on Monday. Tomorrow, we'll be back on the Doug and Daddy show. Sean Callahan will be in to talk a lot more about the kids playing in the Shrine Bowl and what kids could be looking for the Husker class of 2014. And we want to thank Mike Johnson, head coach at Waverly, and the North Shrine Coach for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Don't forget that right now on 1230 AM KHAS, you can hear the Women's College World Series. Nebraska, bases loaded, nobody out for Washington, but they just turned a double play, which could be something that sparks this team. Washington now has runners at second and third with two outs. They're in the bottom of the third. Washington 2, Nebraska 1. And again, that's airing on 1230 KHAS and ESPN 2. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.